Professor Barnes, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for the call.
Tell us how things are coming together in setting up the office and what you're looking to do over the next few months.
First of all, I'm looking for space for an office. The idea is for the office to be in a kind of non-conspicuous place. For example, you wouldn't want an ombudsman in an administrative office or an administrative building. The idea is to try to keep it as neutral and as confidential as possible.
What's been the response so far, just from your faculty colleagues and from students that you've run into, just anecdotally?
Anecdotally, I've had some who say, well, it's a waste of time. We already have established methods or established routes. That typically comes from those in the structure. You know, the faculty may or may not use an office like this. They have alternatives. The reaction has been kind of mixed, but I would think, my conclusion is generally favorable.
Are there any concerns about this being a threat to academic freedom or the tenuring process?
Absolutely none. In my mind, at least, I don't see a connection.
Because it's completely anonymous.
It's completely anonymous. I mean, the only time I could be compelled to release information would be if there were some form of judicial process involved.
Okay. Can you talk us through what you think the framework of filing and resolving a complaint will be?
The idea is that you have a confidential spot where you can go and there's no record. The only records that I would keep would be maybe a person's name and that they visited. The idea is to then use my talents and my knowledge of the institution and the people who are in these various offices to try to get that person's problem resolved. So in that sense, it's a guiding process, a neutral, confidential relationship with the client to try to resolve whatever it is they bring to me.
Now, you mentioned that faculty already sort of are comfortable with going to some of the administration to deal
with...
Well,
that's a more traditional route. If I have a problem, you know, or a student has a problem with me, they would go to the department chair.
But you mentioned students. Do you think students are more likely to use this office?
I would think so, yes. Because there is no traditional pattern for students in the same way that a faculty member would go talk to a chair or talk to the dean or talk to the provost about a particular problem of some kind. Now the student says, well, I can go talk to the ombudsman. No one will know what I talk to them about. It's confidential. There's no repercussions, etc.
Do you have any expectation of how many complaints or clients, as you call them, you might have to deal with in a given semester?
I'll be able to answer that in about 2 months, I think, a little bit better. But my guess is that I will probably get from my conversations with friends in different offices around campus that I'll probably have a pretty full load. Oh. I've already gotten phone calls from people that I've had to tell them I'm not open yet. You know, the store ain't open until later this semester. But I've tried to deal with them. I haven't just put them off.
Well, I wish you the best. It sounds like you're in for a fairly busy semester.
Well, the weather's getting bad, too.
Yes, it is. Very cold up there. You stay warm.
Thank you very much.